En lille juvel på Côte d'Azur på den franske riviera, den ligger mellem Nice og Monaco. Det hedder Villefranche-sur-Mer. Det er en lille havn, den er næsten ubeskrivelig. I skal gå ind på rejseradion.dk og se nogle billeder. Og nede i den havn, der kan man altså bo, jeg vil sige relativt billigt, med direkte udsigt til havnen og til vandet ved siden af. Der skal man godt nok lige finde sig i at køre en bil eller en motorcykel forbi en gang imellem, men det er meget sjældent, det sker, fordi den der vej, som hotellet ligger på, og det hedder Welcome Hotel, den lille vej, den er faktisk blind. Så det er allerhøjst dem, der forvilder sig ned i den ene ende, og så skal tilbage igen, og som ved, at de ikke kan komme ud. De kommer selvfølgelig forbi to gange. Men lad nu det være, hvad det være vil. Hotellet er til at betale sig fra. Man kan betale et par 100 euro for et værelse, og der er en speciel ting ved det her hotel, det er, at alle værelserne har sea view, udsigt ud over havnen, ud over vandet, og man har den mest vidunderlige morgensol, fordi det er østvendt, det her hotel. Og ved siden af mig sidder Katrine, som er ikke bare direktør for hotellet, men også efterkommer af den familie, som oprindeligt startede det her sted som hotel. Tell me, Katrine, you're part of this family. It was your grandma or grandpa somewhere back in time, at least 100 years or something, who actually established this hotel as a hotel. How do you look at it nowadays? Because, I mean, it looks as an old hotel, but you have done it very modern in a way.
It actually has been, yes, in the family for the third generation now. And yes, we are indeed refurbishing little by little, you know, room by room sometimes, and then piece by piece. Last year was the wine bar, actually, and next year probably will be the front desk. I mean, it's always trying to keep that spirit. Actually, when we refurbish a room, it is very, very difficult to try not to do what you can find in any elsewhere in the world. What we like to keep is the definitely special spirit about Villefranche-sur-Mer, the fishing port that's just in front of us, and the amazing view that we have, but also to keep a good spirit of the French kind of decor, but also the way we receive people. We receive them like we're, each of us is at home.
The hotel is called a welcome hotel, and you really feel that when you come inside. The staff is really welcoming you, and you feel like having been here a lot of times before, and they immediately at least understand the Danish sort of humor. There's one thing which I was very surprised about when I read about the hotel first time. There's 100% sea view guarantee. I know from experience that a lot of people, when they come to hotel, they are a little bit aware, which room will I get? Do I have sea view, or do I have to look at the garden or the yard or whatever, which is back? Here you have 100% sea view.
Yes, actually the hotel was disposed differently many years ago. The corridors were in the center of the hotel, but many years ago my grandfather decided to make some major construction and literally placed the corridor at the back of the hotel, meaning the rest of the hotel was front. So we had bigger views. That's when we started to have bathrooms in each room, because it wasn't actually that way at the time, which could guarantee all rooms with the sea view. So now, and I know that in 2003, if I'm not mistaken, my father as well undertook some constructions of balconies, because not all the rooms had balconies. We all had sea views, but sea front view, but none of them had balconies. So in Villefranche, it is very difficult to actually get the approval to change the face and front of any building in the old town. It is subject of what we call the Architect des Bâtiments de France, which is the French authorities of architecture who authorize yes or no to modify and keep a spirit of the old town and make things the way they should be. So we've done this that way, and we were able to have all rooms with balconies. So every year we try, and every decades, there's always a big concern of, okay, what's the next step? Now we're actually looking forward to have a second, possibly, elevator, because our hotel just turned 4-star 5 years ago. And because of the 5-star, you're supposed to have actually a second elevator. And right now we're still discussing with the authorities and the mairie, and we'll see how it goes. But hopefully we will keep on evolving as we've have since many, many years.
It is also price attractive.
It is actually. We actually raise a little bit the prices, but we maintain them with the crisis, even though we turned 4-star. But we thought actually this is a price that's just the same. What actually we changed were just services. Our staff is very well aware of what welcoming a person is, and enthusiastic about your job and the way you do things. with the empathy that person should have, and we tend to have a good concern of all the good and the bad critiques that our customers have, which helps us evolve. In 2003, my father undertook the ISO 9000, which is a quality norm, and we kept on doing that, and this includes being open-minded about critiques, but also being able to challenge yourself, but also to consider putting everything down and thinking, okay, what do I need to rethink totally so people will be happy? And this is really always our concern. We have a very, very nice and devoted staff that has been here for many of them over 10 years. And the customers are very happy to come back every year and say hi to all the housekeepers and all the hommes d'entretien or the bartenders as well. And it's very comfortable as well and very nice to work in such an environment.